Well, when you hear that beautiful music, you know it's time for more beautiful music. 2 hours of Jewish soul with Charlie Bernhout as your host. I hope that you're in good health with all the flu that's going around and, well, some tragedies going on in the world. Well, this is the way of the world, as they say. Isn't that what they say? Okay. Some sad news to report to you. First of all, Debbie Friedman. I know many of you are not familiar with her, but she was perhaps the most beloved Jewish singer in the secular and in the reform world. She was prolific with her writing. She wrote beautifully. She sang beautifully. And as my friend Velvel Pasternak said, she sold more recordings than any other performer that that he knew. And she certainly was very special. And I'm sorry to report on her death. Well, things are always beshert, as they say. Many of you know that out of my collection of tapes and 33 recordings. What I do is I record them onto a CD so that I can play them with all this equipment that I have. Is really just prepared to play only CDs. And it would be a real headache if I had to manipulate between tapes and making sure that the record was queued up properly and so forth. So what I do is usually on Sunday, I spend a few hours deciding what I want to play from the tapes and the 33s. I transfer them onto a CD, and then I'm prepared for tonight. And I don't know. There was a strange thing that happened. I was thinking, I haven't played Moshe Yes in such a long time, and I recorded two of his recordings, all set and prepared to play this evening. When I came home this evening, I turned on the computer, and my friend Simcha from Montreal sent me an email which announced the death of Moshe Yes. And I shook. I was thinking, oh my gosh. And I quickly pulled out, fortunately I have some of his other recordings, and I'll be playing quite a few of them right now, dedicated to his memory, and would like to read to you this press email that I got. Montreal, Canada. Moshe Yes, a beloved performer and musician who has entertained audiences around the world, passed away Motzei Shabbos. That was this past Saturday. He was 65 and suffered from cancer. He was hospitalized earlier this year at University Medical Center in Tucson, Arizona, and was visited by local Chabad Shluchim before he underwent recovery treatment. Yes, known for the song My Zaidi, lived in Montreal, Canada for many years after he became a Baal Tshuva and made a living singing and teaching. He was a member of the Chabad community there and was a regular performer at Chabad House events and shows, along with general music festivals and the annual Hask concert. In addition to performing, Yes produced with A.B. Rotenberg animated music videos for children at a time when a few were available. Among them was Roberg, Midos Machine, and Amazing Torah Bike. We used to sing and compose in the early days, but it was Moshe Yes who taught us how to do it professionally. Known composer Yossi Green of New York told Cole Live, that's the website that sent this out, in a recent interview. Moshe Yes retired from his music career in recent years. This is a quote. He was a Jewish music legend that will live on through amazing work and through his amazing work and inspiration, said California-based entertainer and actor Mandy Pelham, who tried in 2007 to convince Yes to hold a tribute to his career, but was unsuccessful. He had a unique personality of being very funny, yet very intense, Palin told CoLive.com. He was the same person on stage, in conversation, in private, and public. People thought he had lost it in the last 10 years, but that was just part of his journey, wanting to be 100% living the truth. The Yes family said that their father is being flown from Phoenix to Montreal, but is being delayed due to bad weather in Atlanta. They said there is not expected to be a levaya, and it will be just heading to the burial in the local Jewish cemetery. Yes is survived by his children Zev, Yes, Naftali, Yes, Rivka, Yes, Devorah Smajar, Shoshana Schaefer, and Yossi, Yes, who all live in Montreal. Wow, it's hard to believe, Yes, that he has passed on. I have to just tell you a little bit of a story. It was 1980. I was at Seton Hall at that time. That's 30 years. Well, now it's 31 years ago. It was about 31 years ago. I get a call from my friend Larry Gordon. Now, you know, Larry Gordon started the Jewish and Hebrew Sound at WFMU in 1977, and you all read, obviously, if you're on the website, you've read my bio, and you see the influence that Larry Gordon and WFMU had on my hobby, my so-called hobby, my career. And as I said, I get a call from Larry that he wanted to bring two fellas to the studio to have me debut an album. And lo and behold, he brings in Sholem Levine and Moshe Yes, who came out with their first wonderful, wonderful album. I'll be playing quite a few of the selections from that album. And I have to, I have the tapes of all my old programs, and that's one that I will have to see if I can dig out and play for you sometime in the future. That's, wow, 30, 31 years ago. Okay, so let's get right to this dedication to Moshe Yes and the Megama. You know, they said it was Megama, the Megama. I'm not quite sure. I was criticized by calling it Megama, so, but that's what everyone says, Megama, Megama. We will begin with the classic, My Zadie, and Sal, I dedicate this to you and to my dear friend, Paul Schneck. Paul, I hope you're listening, and I hope you're feeling better. The classic, My Zadie by Moshe Yes.
My Zadie lived with us in my parents' home. He used to laugh, he put me on his knee. And he spoke about his life in Poland. He spoke, but with a bitter memory. And he spoke about the soldiers who would beat him. They laughed at him, they tore his long black coat. And he spoke about a synagogue that they burnt down, and the crying that was heard beneath the smoke. But Zadie made us laugh, Zadie made us sing, and Zadie made a kiddish Friday night. And Zadie, oh my Zadie, how I love him so. And Zadie used to teach me wrong from right. His eyes lit up when he would teach me Torah. He taught me every line so carefully. He spoke about our slavery in Egypt, and how God took us out to make us free. But winter went by, summer came along. I went to camp to run and play. And when I came back home, they said, Zadie's gone, and all his books were packed and stored away. I don't know how or why it came to be. It happened slowly over many years. We just stopped being Jewish like my Zadie was. And no one cared enough to shed a tear. But Zadie made us laugh. Zadie made us sing. And Zadie made us Seder Pesach night. And Zadie, oh my Zadie, how I love him so. And Zadie used to teach me wrong from right. Many winters went by, many summers came along, and now my children sit in front of me. And who will be the Zadie of my children? Who will be their Zadie if not me? Who will be the Zadies of our children? Who will be their Zadies if not we? And Zadie made us laugh. Zadie made us sing. And Zadie made a kiddish Friday night. And Zadie, oh my Zadie, how I love him so. And Zadie used to teach me wrong from right.
Isn't that a beautiful song? It's such a classic, really. I was just thinking back 30 years. He was 35 years old when I first met him, and he had a great influence on Jewish music, to say the least, with his partner Moshe Yes. Sholem Levine. We'll get to some of the recordings with the two of them. This is also from the 1980 album. It's I'm a Jew.
I don't wanna change my name. I got nothing to be ashamed of. Got no secrets from you. I came in the world this way, and I'm going out the same. Gonna live my life and die as a Jew. As a Jew, as a Jew, I got nothing to apologize to you. I'm a son of Abraham. I believe in the promised land. Shouldn't you, shouldn't you, shouldn't you? Noah built the ark. Moses went up on Mount Sinai. Daniel made it through the lion's den. With a little faith in God, they all made it through their troubles. Cause a little faith in God will always win. And it's true, and it's true. I got nothing to apologize to you. I'm a son of Abraham. I believe in the promised land. Shouldn't you, shouldn't you, shouldn't you? I don't wanna change my name. I got nothing to be ashamed of. Got no secrets from you. I came in the world this way, and I'm going out the same. Gonna live my life and die as a Jew. As a Jew, as a Jew. I got nothing to apologize to you. I'm a son of Abraham. I believe in the promised land. Shouldn't you, shouldn't you, shouldn't you?
Well, you notice that their songs are critical of the Jewish situation and very positive in many of the words that you will be hearing and perhaps have been hearing. Very proud Jews, both of them. Sholem Levine was also a Baal Tshuva. I think they met in Israel, in Yerushalayim. As a matter of fact, I'm pretty sure they met in Yerushalayim. And forthcoming programs, I'll try to track down and find out what happened to Shalom Levine. And perhaps I could get a few words from him for you, the listening audience. Okay, another classic of theirs, That's My Boy.
That's my boy, that's my little boy, with the rabbis all around him, that's my boy. 8 days old, only 8 days old, with the rabbis and the mole, that's my boy. We make a kiddush on the wine, and we say a little prayer, and we pray to God to keep him safe from harm. We make a kiddush on the wine, and we say a little prayer, and we pray to God to keep him safe from harm. And that's my boy, that's my little boy, with his tallis and his tefillin, that's my boy. Just 13, he's just 13. Now he's reading from the Torah, that's my boy. We make a kiddush on the wine, and we say a little prayer, and we pray to God to keep him safe from harm. We make a kiddush on the wine, and we say a little prayer, and we pray to God to keep him safe from harm. And that's my boy, that's my little boy, now he's underneath the chuppah, that's my boy. So very young, so very young, with his bride, his wedding ring, that's my boy. We make a kiddush on the wine, and we say a little prayer, and we pray to God to keep him safe from harm. We make a kiddush on the wine, and we say a little prayer, and we pray to God to keep him safe from harm. And that's his boy, that's his little boy, with the rabbis all around him, that's his boy. 8 days old, just 8 days old, with the rabbis and the mohel, that's his boy. We make a kiddush on the wine, and we say a little prayer, and we pray to God to keep him safe from harm. We make a kiddush on the wine, and we say a little prayer, and we pray to God to keep him safe from harm.
Isn't that just a beautiful, beautiful tune? I know you're enjoying hearing this music. Some of it maybe for the first time. So let's go to an album 4 years later in 1984. The album is Kol Salonika Presents Moshe Yes, featuring songs composed by Boruch Chait. The album title is Kain Yevorech. So let's hear the title song, Kain Yevorech. This is Moshe Yes.
Kain Yevorech, O Sanu, Kulanu Yachad. Bevracha shleima v'nomar amen. Ken yevarech osanu kulanu yachad. achad bevracha shleima v'no maromein ken yavarech osanu kulanu yachad bevracha shleima v'no maromein ken yavarech osanu kulanu yachad bevracha shleima v'no maromein. Lai 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 lai. Yavarech osanu kulanu yachad bevracha shleima v'no maromein ken yavarech osanu kulanu yachad bevracha shleima v'no maromein ken yavarech osanu kulanu yachad bevracha shleima v'no maromein ken yavarech osanu kulanu yachad bevracha shleima v'no maromein. Lai 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 lai
Well, one more selection, Bowie v'Shalom from the album Kol Salonika, Ken Yavarech. Again, came out in 1984, 4 years after their debut album in 1980 of the Megama Duo.
Shalom ateres ba'alo gam besimcha uv'tzoholo toch emunei am segulo bo'i chalo, bo'i chalo bo'i b'sholom Teres balo gam besimcha utzoholo toch emune am segulo bo'i chalo, bo'i chalo
listen for Utsa Holo. To emune am sirkulo. Bowi halo, bowi halo.
Well, very, very easygoing. I always enjoyed his singing and his music. On a little different sense or feeling right now, we're going to an album. It's called the 1988 Farewell Magama, or Magama Farewell Album, and play two selections from that, and then we'll get back to a couple of classics to continue with our... with my dedication in honor of the memory of the late Moshe Yes, who passed away this past Motzei Shabbos. Okay, this is on a different note, so to speak. Let's go to Jack Schwartz.
Stood 5'10" in his double knit slacks, checking all the merchandise on his racks with an alligator sewed to his golfing shirt. Everybody knows you don't give no dirt to Jack Schwartz.
Every morning at dawn, you can see him arise in suburbia. From a bed king-sized with a golfing bag made from fine leather soft. And everybody knows that you don't tee off Jack Schwartz.
When young Kipper arrived, well, he just wasn't seen. He was out putting around on the 13th green. He knew how to swing. He knew how to slice. He was golfing away his good Jewish life, Jack Schwartz.
Well, we're all gonna miss his deep-hearted soul, but lightning struck on the 14th hole. His life was just a big sand trap, 'cause he never overcame his handicap, Jack Schwartz.
And the gates of heaven, they're closed to sin, and old Jack Schwartz was not let in. He banged on them gates with all his force, but a voice said, "Sorry, par for the course, Jack Schwartz."
Well, there's a tombstone now by the 18th hole where they buried his dearly departed soul. And I guess it had to happen sooner or later. He was buried in a talus with an alligator. Jack
Schwartz. Oh, Jack Schwartz.
Oh, Jack Schwartz. Well, you can tell that was live, before a live audience. And this next one is a little different. This is called Throw Away That Ham. I don't have any ham to throw away. I don't even know what that is.
very much. They asked us if we could please really do one Hasidic song. So we broke down and we said, okay, we'll do one. So for those of you who are wanting to hear a real Hasidic song, this is our rendition of an old Lubavitch children's Hasidic song.
All the animals that I eat must chew their cud and have split feet. I'm telling you, throw away that ham. Guard your tongue from lush and horror. Stay at home and study Torah. Kosher meat just can't be meat, so throw away that ham. Separate your milk and meat utensils in your kitchen. Keep each one in its own place. You go mix and don't let yourself become a little schnook, my friend. When you get home, throw away that ham. Take it, show them. Wackadoo, wackadoo, wackadoo. Two, three, four. Don't go eating bread on Pesach. You know it is leavened. If you keep all the mitzvahs, you're gonna end up right in heaven. You should pray three times a day, and with a minyan if you can. And when you get home, throw away.
Okay, throw away that ham. I know, you don't have any ham, and neither do I. Okay. Now, two more classics from the original album from 1980. The first one is a classic commentary on Jewish life in America, I guess, and in the world. David Cohen's Bar Mitzvah.
The Cadillacs were all lined up in the driveway. Minks of many colors were on display. The caterer was the best that money can buy. It was David Cohen's Bar Mitzvah Day. It was David Cohen's Bar Mitzvah Day. Uncle Abe flew in from Cincinnati. Aunt Becky drove up from Miami Beach. The rabbi was watching with a tear in his eye as David Cohen read his bar mitzvah speech. As David Cohen read his bar mitzvah speech. I wanna thank the rabbi, my mother, and my father. Today I am a man by Jewish law. I accept all of my Jewish obligations. I acknowledge that there is only one God. I acknowledge that there is only one God. Was the last time David Cohen saw a rabbi. His tullis and his tefillin, they got lost. He's now a lawyer up in Sacramento. Looking back, it wasn't worth the cost. And looking back, it wasn't worth the cost. I wanna thank the rabbi, my mother, and my father. Today I am a man by Jewish law. I accept all of my Jewish obligations. I acknowledge that there is only one God. I acknowledge that there is only one God.
Thank you. Wow, a classic commentary, wouldn't you say? Sad but true. Sad but true, or true but sad. Yeah, David Cohen's Bar Mitzvah. Okay, last selection from the debut album of 1980, the Megama Duo. This is a little bit of a spoof, a little bit true, a little bit whatever. This is called the Prayer Book Blues.
Wow, what a beautiful building. Where are we, Sholem?
Why, this is a synagogue, Moshe.
A synagogue, huh?
Yeah, that's right.
What's happening, man?
Well, everybody's praying. What are you expecting to do in a synagogue?
They're praying, huh?
Sure, grab a book and start praying yourself.
I don't know what page we're on, Sholem.
Well, ask the guy next to you.
But he's sleeping, Sholem.
Well, I can't help you, man. I don't know what page we're on either.
Terrible.
I'll tell you, man.
I got the what page are we on in the prayer book blues? Am I supposed to sit or stand in a synagogue blues? Well, my folks sent me to cater when I was just a child. But instead of learning olive base, I was out there running wild. I got the what page are we on in the prayer book blues? And the guy right next to me is taking a snooze. I don't know what I'm reading. I don't know what to speak. God spoke to us in Hebrew, but to me the thing is Greek. I got my kid knows less than me in the prayer book blues. And it's not too nice to see in the synagogue blues. So it's cheder for you, young man, and learn your olive base. Don't you dare take after me with a gall on your face. I got the what page are we on in the prayer book blues? Am I supposed to sit or stand in a synagogue blues? Well, I guess I'll see you later, 'cause I'm going back to cheder. I got the what page are we
page
on?
Page 42,
in the
73, page 86, page 29,
page 87,
page 22, page 18,
Sholem,
23.
You got the wrong book there, Sholem.
No, I don't, man. It says right here, 700 ways to prepare potato latkes.
That's not the right book,
no.
Sholem.
I got the what page are we on in the prayer book blues. I got the what page are we on in the prayer book blues.
Wow. If you tuned in a little late, I was mentioning that yesterday, as I was preparing for the program today, it struck me that I hadn't played Moshe Yes and the Megama Duo for quite a while. And this is a CD that was prepared yesterday afternoon. And it was just Beshert. It was just Beshert that... Something was going through the waves of eternity, of something. Scary, really scary. Anyway, Moshe, yes. Well, next here, Uzi Hitman with Adon Olam. Uzi Hitman.
אדון עולם אשר מלך בטרם כל יציר נברא את נעשה בחפצו כל אזי מלך, אזי מלך שמו נקרא ואחרי ככלות הכל לבדו עם לוח נורא והוא היה והוא
העולם אשר מלך בטרם כל יציר נברא לעת נסע בחפצו כל הזי מלך שמו נקרא ואחרי כפנות הכל נבדו עם לוך נורא והוא היה והוא עובר והוא יהיה בתפארה אדון עולם אשר מלך בטרם כל יציר נברא לעת נסע בחפצו כל הזי מלך שמו נקרא ואחרי כפנות הכל לבדו עם לוך נורא והוא היה והוא עובר בתפארה והוא היה והוא עובר בתפארה אדון עולם אשר מלך בטרם כל יציר נברא עת נעשה בחפצו כל אזי מלך אזי מלך שמו נקרא ואחרי לבנות הכל לבדו נוח נורא והוא היה והוא עובר והוא יהיה בתפארה אדון עולם אשר מלך בטרם כל יציר נברא לעת נסע בחפצו כל הזי מלך שמו נקרא ואחרי כפנות הכל לבדו עם נוח נורא והוא היה והוא עובר והוא יהיה בתפארה אדון עולם אשר מלך בטרם כל יציר נברא נסם בחצה כל הזל מלך שמו נקרא ואחרי כפנות הכל לבדו עם לוך נורא והוא היה והוא עובר בתפארה והוא היה והוא עובר בתפארה אשר מלך בטרם כל יציר נברא לעת נסע בחפצו כל הזי מלך שמו נקרא ואחרי כפנות הכל לבדו עם לוך נורא והוא היה והוא עובר והוא יהיה בתפארה אדון עולם אשר מלך בטרם כל יציר נברא לעת נסע בחפצו כל הזי מלך שמו נקרא ואחרי כפנות הכל לבדו עם לוך נורא והוא היה והוא עובר בתפארה והוא היה והוא עובר בתפארה והוא היה והוא עובר בתפארה
That was Uzi Hitman with Adon Olam. We'll next hear the duo Reim with Zisu at Yerushalayim.
כבוד לתורה סיסו ושמחו בשמחת תורה ותנו 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 כבוד סיסו ושמחו בשמחת תורה ותנו כבוד לתורה סיסו ושמחו בשמחת תורה ותנו כבוד לתורה סיסו ושמחו בשמחת תורה ותנו כבוד לתורה
סיסו ושמחו, או 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 סיסו
Okay, so I said Zisu at Yerushalayim, Zisu v'simcha, of course. What can I tell you? It gets a little interesting. I'm sitting here. I had to clear my voice earlier, and I was trying to think, well, no medicine, maybe a little scotch would clear it. And I guess it cleared my voice, but it didn't clear my head. So, okay. Zisu v'simchu. Zisu v'simcha. What can I tell you? Okay, it's time for a little laughter. Yes, we must laugh at life if we can. And this here are a few classics of Cy Kleinman, a raconteur. He appeared quite a bit with Paul Zimm. As a matter of fact, these bits are from an album that Paul Zimm came out with about 25, 30 years ago. Cy Kleinman.
Will make fun and mock even our great leaders. I recall the story of a cantor who stood up once in his congregation and said,
I would like the entire congregation to share with me the joy to know that my voice was insured by Lloyd's of London for $500,000.
And the place broke out into tumultuous applause. And the applause simmered down. Somebody in the back of the synagogue said,
so what did you do with the money?
And even our rabbis come in for some criticism. The two members of a congregation who were discussing their respective rabbis. One says, my rabbi is the greatest rabbi in the whole world. My rabbi is so great, he could deliver a sermon an hour and a topic. And the other one says, Gornish, Gornish, my rabbi is even greater. My rabbi gives a sermon for an hour, no topic. A man is dying. His children come around. He says, children, I know I didn't pass the crisis. So anything now, ask. Later, I don't know I could answer. Dad, since you're talking that way, we do have a problem. The cemetery. You know, Mama's cemetery is in Westchester. We went up to see it. You can't see it. It's overgrown with weeds. You just can't see it. Your old cemetery is in New Jersey. Dad, you know, that's already two bridges, two tolls. It's getting expensive. We all live here in Nassau County. How about something in Suffolk, New Montefiore? Which would you prefer, Dad?
He says, I'll tell you what, children. Surprise me.
The UJA heard that a Tom O'Hanrahan living in Tuxedo Park, despite his name, was Jewish. So they ran immediately to his home and they accosted him.
Mr. O'Hanrahan, we're here to expedite your contribution to the UJA. And he says, well, what are you calling on me for? Me name's O'Hanrahan. Oh, yeah, we know the name, but we heard a rumor that you a closet Jew, and you're about to come out. No, he says, I'm not Jewish. Me wife is not Jewish. Me children are not Jewish. Me parents, Alava Sholem, were not Jewish.
Well, the man who's dying, and he calls his wife.
And he says, Shede, Shoshun, I'm dead. Shoshun, I want you should immediately find somebody and get married. As a matter of fact, during the services, while the rabbi is talking, look around. Maybe someone there takes you home. Start a relationship. Oh, she says, Bernie, that's so nice. Why? He says, because I want somebody should be sorry that I died.
Okay, Cy Kleiman. You don't know Cy Kleiman? He was really something. Okay, we're going back to, is it 1975? Yes, 75. It's 35 years ago. Look, this will date you. It dates me. Just a little background. You know, I started my hobby in 1977. It's all there on the computer if you read through my bio. It was 1977, and this album came out in 1975. And it was one of my favorites. And it's an MBD album called Neshama, Soul. And I forgot, there's an English... some American singer came out with this tune, and MBD did it, The Song of Peace. Somebody might be able to help me with the original.
שמיים מלאים עננים וניצוצות של כוכבים סובבים את העולם כוכבים כמו בני אדם שמאירים את העולם ויש אור לכולם אם נתחיל לחשב כולנו יד יותר גדולים יש מהם שלא נראים אבל כוכבים כולם ואם נמור יותר קרוב נוכל לראות את האור הטוב ונעיר את העולם אם נתחיל לשם כולנו יחד עם אהבה לישום פחד וגם נשכח את הגר רק אז העולם יהיה ביחד ולא נדע מלחמה הכל יהיה כמו בחלום כשיבוא
Well, somebody's going to tell me who that was. That was some Polish singer, I think, something like that. Okay, one more from the album of Soul. This is Yamin Usmol, MBD, 1975.
Thank you. Hashem taritzi al yadi shem parti venis mechav nagila yamin smol di froti veyet Hashem taritzi al yadi shem parti venis mechav nagila lechadodi ligirat kala ligirat kala I'm sigula, boyi boyi kala. Lechala dodi, ligirat kala, ligirat kala. Bnei Shabbat, bnei Shabbat nikavla, bnei Shabbat nikavla. Yamin usmol tifrozi, v'yet Hashem taritzi. Al yadi shebem parzi. Yamin usmol tifrozi veyet Hashem taritzi al yadi shebem parzi venismecha v'nagila lecha dodi ligirat kala ligirat kala bnei Shabbat bnei Shabbat nikavla bnei Shabbat nikavla. Lecha dodi ligirat kala ligirat kala bnei Shabbat bnei Shabbat nikavla bnei Shabbat nikavla. Oy b'shalom ateret bala gam b'simcha I'm segula, boyi boyi kala. Lecha dodi ligirat kala, ligirat kala. Bnei Shabbat, bnei Shabbat nikavla, bnei Shabbat nikavla. Shabbat.